The Ranch, AM 910, Brad and Brian. It's the Brunch at Clubhouse from the Pepsi Studio on 22nd Avenue. It's National FFA Week. And I was a little bit confused because I went to the National FFA Week website or I went to get the write-up. They were talking about using President's Day. And I'm like, well, that was last week. So then I really freaked out and thought, oh, boy, do we have our weeks messed up here? Are we wrong? But Joshua Johnson, the advisor, right? We call you the advisor.
Correct.
Is with us here, and he's in every year. I see him once a year. So right. I always remember.
Should make it more of a thing, Brian.
Right. And I always remember you as Mr. Johnson because, well, that's what the kids call you.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you walk in instantly, and I want to call you something other than Joshua, but I do have it in my head. And I don't know why that is because I think, never mind. I guess it just doesn't matter. So FFA week this week, the 20th through the 27th, so that full week. A lot of stuff going on. If you just search FFA Week on the web, you'll find all kinds of information. You can follow Brookings FFA chapter on Facebook. I think that's probably the one go-to place for me. Are you guys on the other platforms as well, or is Facebook kind of home?
Facebook is kind of a majority one, but we do have several other platforms of Instagram, and the kids create a new TikTok, so they got the in crowd for that already, you bet.
Really? We were singing or humming a TikTok song of some sort over the weekend, and my kids said, I bet you don't even know that song. I know TikTok. But I had it, and then they said TikTok was made in China, and I deleted it right away. I couldn't help it. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm out. I guess it really doesn't matter. No. You know, they all come from everywhere. But anyway, this year, I'm guessing FFA was, like anything else, a bit of a challenge?
Absolutely, yeah. This year, it's been a challenge for multiple different things. Well, obviously with their COVID situation, and we've done quite a bit to help mitigate that, and I'm proud of what our school district has done to help keep us in school and keep us there so we can still be able to have our activities. And for FFA week, it's weird that just a year ago, right before this whole pandemic started, we were having our national FFA week and everything was just as normal. So it's kind of a weird, surreal feeling to be back here after all this has gone on.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. I noticed your hair's longer, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Rocking the COVID, yeah.
You worked all year on that. You've always had fairly long hair anyway. Long hair. But it is. It's just a very interesting deal because some people would think, well, FFA, that's a farming thing. It's out there in the country. They're in wide open spaces. But you guys do a lot more than that. There's a lot of face-to-face, person-to-person stuff that goes on.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing as far as for education-wise, this is not a curriculum that's very easily taught virtually.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of hard to virtually plant and farm things, you know.
it's certainly hands-on.
Absolutely it is.
No doubt about it. So when did you guys kind of get back to doing what you were doing? Did you, at the beginning of the year,
at the start of the school year, we were able to kind of dive in and get a few things going. We were able to do our land evaluation events in the fall, which, again, that was a easier one to do. We're outside, social distance, so I was able to still have an event that happened. We did have a couple of the modifications for leadership events this year. We did hold those virtually, which, again, was a great aspect to ensure everybody across the state had equal opportunity to still compete. And so the fact that we still had something for the students was awesome.
Yeah, that's neat. So was there ever a point where FFA for 2020 going into 21 might have been in jeopardy?
To some degree, possibly, but it really comes down to the leadership that we have at the state and national levels, and those leaders have just been phenomenal to make the right accommodations and to allow certain things with the parameters to follow the guidelines, and so we've really been able and been fortunate to still have a lot of events.
Well, it's pretty neat when you go online and you look for information. The information's there, and it is there like it is every year, so you'd never know that we were in the middle of a pandemic and having situations.
Right, as normal as normal can be now.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well, I think that's kind of the thing is we've all got to the point now where, I guess this is normal. And I said it the other day to somebody, I don't know that we will ever know normal again. I think it's just going to always be a new normal.
It is really just a new one, exactly.
Probably just need to bag the word. You know, kids somewhere along the lines will come up, what's the quick text thing for normal? You know, like ta-ta for now is TTFN, right? Or OMG is oh my God. You know, what's normal? NRL? NL? No, N? Probably just a big N. you know, or in texting, we're maybe just a little n. I don't know. Speaking of n, let's fill this equation in here with the FFA students that you've got in the building. We'll start with the veteran here. Step up to grab a microphone and give us your live on the radio bio.
My name is Anthony Hildebrandt. I am the vice president for our local Brookings FFA chapter, and I am a junior.
A junior. So how was your summer? Obviously last year was a little bit rough. Were you really like ready to go this fall? Did you want to get back to school, or did you dig the ending of last year?
The emotions were mixed. When COVID hit last year, last spring, I was constantly working, so getting out of school for work wasn't bad, but I was kind of ready to get back into the whole swing of the whole ordeal and hang out with my buddies again and see everyone, you know. And
oh yeah, you gotta still be a kid. Gotta do it. Well, we as adults, I guess, we miss people too. But you know, when you're in an organization like FFA, what changed for you as a member of FFA because of the pandemic?
Really, the whole part of the new precautions of being able to be around people, how to plan events around all that, make sure that we can follow the proper guidelines for social distancing and all that. So that was probably the biggest change for me in the FFA.
You know, they always say out of crisis comes, you know, great things and opportunity. So have you encountered anything that has happened to you that maybe wouldn't have happened had this ugly stuff come to the forefront and been part of our life?
I mean, life isn't really that far out of the normal, you know.
You try
to get along with it, you know, keep up the good spirits and positivity around the whole ordeal, but I don't know, there's not really that much that is totally out of the loop for me.
Okay, so even as an officer, things...
There were definitely some challenges that came up, you know, like I said, with the whole social distancing thing, and if we can plan events around this or where we can go with this idea, you know, and it was really a lot more planning than what we had to do last year.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing is the planning and the extra time it takes to put things together and figure out how we can do it with remaining within the guidelines and doing what we're supposed to do. Anthony, thank you very much. Next, our time is going to go fast now, so we've only got about 4 minutes left, but hello.
Yeah, my name is Tyler Asmussen. I'm the chapter president here in Brookings. I'm a senior this year, so.
Okay. Ooh. You didn't miss your graduation then.
No.
Or what could have been a normal. I'm hoping you'll have a normal graduation this year. Is there a conversation about that? Maybe we're going to...
Sadly, I haven't heard anything. I'm hoping we'll have a normal graduation. Just like that's like one of the biggest things in high school is, oh, graduation. And right. I'm just hoping that it's normal.
So. I think what happened is we started taking some of the little things, even like graduation being a big deal, but not... graduation. There's other things. You get married, you get a big job, you do whatever, you know, and I was really surprised at the number of people that were really bummed about graduation, you know, because it's just graduation.
Yeah.
But you know, when you look at it, you just can't take all these little things for granted anymore, and you have to make it a big deal. So I see you've got a Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo hat on. Were you there this year?
Yeah, my family raises beef here outside of Brookings, and we actually sold 2 Hereford bulls out there. So
fantastic!
Yeah, I just decided to buy a hat.
Well, you got to have the hat.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trophy.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. All right, next. Hello.
Hi, I'm Lynn Foster. I am the secretary this year, as well as I am also a senior.
Ah, another senior. So pictures. I suppose when you're taking pictures, somebody with the camera and you, or unless it's your mom saying, okay.
Yeah, you know, my mom took all my pictures.
Oh.
I did them all this past weekend, so all in the snow, so that was pretty
You
exciting.
Did? So yeah. You want to remember the snow in May?
Yeah.
You know, there are some people. Do you have problems with her? And
no.
You don't? Okay. All right. I'm just teasing you. I just need to tease you. So, what's your big thing with FFA? What made you join?
Well, one was, like, making new friends with, like, similar interests to mine. I have a big agriculture background, and that was super exciting to be part of a group that had those similar interests, as well as helping to develop my leadership abilities and speaking qualities.
Aha! See, there's a little bit more to it than just make mom and dad making you're going to be a part of. So anybody in the room, did mom and dad say, okay, you're going to do this? Or did you all just decide, Uh-huh. That's the cool, everybody shaking their head. Yep, it was my own decision. You know, and I think a good decision. So if you have kids someday, will you suggest you should be an FFA, or do you think they'll just know they should be a part of it?
I think that you should join FFA because you do develop those leadership abilities. It's not just because of the agriculture. It's developing leadership abilities that can help you throughout the rest of your career.
Right on. Good answer. And I'm not trying to hurry your life along, by the way, either. Take your time. Being a kid's great, okay? So just don't hurry. Just take your time. All right, we've got a few left, and our time just keeps slipping by. So whoever wants to be up next, just be up next. Hello.
My name's Jasmine Walter. I'm the Sentinel this year for our chapter, and I'm a senior.
Fantastic. I'm wondering what you do in agriculture. Do you have... Let me see your shoes.
You got Twisted X shoes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna know whether you were into sheep or whether you were into horses or whether you were... So I don't know. I can't take a guess. What part of agriculture do you...
I am actually on a four-generation farm with my family. I am the fifth generation to be on it.
Wow.
We raise cattle. We got a herd of registers, Herefords, Black Angus, and Shorthorns, and then we got some commercial cattle. We have a few pigs here and there, but we're kind of more into the cattle now.
So do you have multiple homes on the... is it an old farmstead then, I'm guessing, because of the generations?
Actually, other than the fact that our original barn burnt down, my farm would be considered a century farm.
No kidding! Well, congratulations. That's a big deal, and I'm guessing you've always called it home and will continue to always call it home then, correct?
Home
is that
home?
Kind of the plan?
Hopefully.
Each generation moves up, moves into the big house, and,
nah,
and there you
Mom
go.
And Dad will keep it.
They'll keep it. Fantastic. Wonderful to meet you. Who's up next?
My name is Kennedy Garretts. I'm the treasurer this year, and I am also a junior.
Aha. So we've got juniors and seniors. Is that all juniors and seniors? No sophomores, no freshmen? Well, they have to be in class. They're dumber. right? They need a little more time. They need a little more time behind the desk. Wow. So you've been in FFA for how long?
Yeah, I've been in it for 3 years. I joined it when I was a freshman.
Okay. Fantastic. And one of the best things you've ever done, right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to answer for you.
No. It was a really good decision. I made a lot of new friends, and it helped me, you know, meet new people and, like, older people.
Okay.
So it
you
helped
like
me.
Mr. Johnson and I?
Yep. For sure.
Fantastic. Right, thank you very much. One left here as we get toward the end. Hello there.
Hi, I'm Janine Warney. I'm also a junior, and I'm the reporter on the officer team.
Ah, you're the reporter. So is that maybe the most fun job?
Yeah, I get to make a lot of stuff really pretty, as I like to call it, bedazzle it.
Is that still a thing? Are we still bedazzling?
Yeah.
We are? No yeah. Kidding. Let me see your shoes. Are they bedazzled? Oh, they're not. Okay. I might guess you as a horse person, though.
Kind of. I actually live in town, and I mean, I like going out into the country. And that's one thing that's really cool about FFA. It's not just for the farm kids and the country kids. Anybody can be an FFA. There's a really good opportunity to learn about other career opportunities like food and business. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's pretty exciting. So you live in town, but still part of FFA. I'm glad we got to that, because we probably should have talked for a half an hour. We could still get more stuff out. But I've got to get the lady from the hospital on. So thank you very much. Wonderful to meet each and every one of you. Joshua, thank you very much. Parting words?
No, just thank you for everybody that supports us in our community for National FFA Week. We hope we can continue to bring more things to the community, and as well as Brookings High School. Again, if you have students and things out there that are thinking about it, again, FFA is a great organization to be a part of, and we have a great program here at Brookings High School.
All right, don't forget Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Great.
All right, thank you very much.